Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It worth it all. And this is all I'm concerned about, reaching God's people. Amen. Glory to God. You know something, saints? We are on Melchizedek. Some call it Melchizedek, Melchizedek. We have been digging into the depth. And this is something, we're in an area where you're not going to read about. Praise God. At least not now, but just say amen. And we are beginning to realize, I'm talking about the spiritual side of Melchizedek. That's what I mean, the spiritual side of, you're not going to read about this. What we are discussing, you're definitely not going to find it in books. Amen. But we are beginning to realize who is the creator by discovering the creation. Amen. And Melchizedek was a person that too many did not speak of because everybody didn't see him. And we spoke this last night. Praise God. Now, we know Moses saw him. Praise God. Let's say Abraham. I'm not going to discuss about Moses right now. We know Abraham saw him. Praise God. Amen. And because we're going to find out a little bit more about this tonight. Will you please go with me to the, matter of fact, go with me to the 14th chapter of Genesis. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, 14th chapter of Genesis, we're going to begin reading at the 17th verse. And it reads following, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of the king that were with him at the valley of the Sheol, which is the king thereof. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessors of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thine enemy to thy hand. And he gave him tithe of all. Abraham paid tithe to him. And the king of Salem said unto Abram, give me the person and take the goods of thyself, to thyself rather. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessors of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoelace. And that I will, notice this, and I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. Apparently, this king, he had total control. He had total control. He controlled everything that belongs to God. Are you with me tonight? The king of Sodom, which is Melchizedek, he had total control. He controlled everything that was of God. Now notice this, even about Abraham paying this tithe. He said, I would take nothing from you. Absolutely nothing. Other words, what belongs to you, you getting it. Would you say amen? Now, this is found in Psalms. Psalms chapter 110. It is the fourth verse that we want to read about. Or we want to read. Psalms 110. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. But if you would go to the first verse, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. How many realize Jesus quoted this verse? Praise God. I'm not mistaken, I think it's more likely found. It's found in Matthew, somewhere around the 13, 14 chapter. The second verse, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength, that's power, out of Zion, and rule thou in the midst of thine enemy. In other words, you are going to have authority where you are going to rule in the midst of your enemy. How many believe that that's the Holy Ghost? I don't want you to lose it. We're on the third verse. I just want to show you something in Revelation. The second chapter of Revelation in verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. How many believe the word tonight? How many believe he's speaking directly to you? That rod of iron is the Holy Ghost, saints. How many have the Holy Ghost? That's the authority. Amen. The second verse again. The Lord shall send the rod of thine strength out of Zion. That's the Holy Ghost. Paul said, I can do all things through who? Christ that strengthened me. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is Christ. The Holy Ghost is the anointing. Second verse again. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemy. Thy people shall be willing in the day of the listen of thy power in the beauty of holiness. From the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
The Lord had sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. How many realize he's talking about Jesus? The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the place with the dead bodies that already happened. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way, therefore shall he lift up thine head. Praise God. What we are talking about, the authority of God. How many believe that is within you tonight? We're talking about Melchizedek today. And the power, hallelujah, that he has. Now, I'm not talking about the Melchizedek. Some people, when you say Melchizedek, they think you're talking about somebody that once exists. Honey, Melchizedek exists. Am I right? He is now. Hallelujah. You know what? When Jesus, by Jesus being made after the order of Melchizedek, that simply means like him. That don't mean that Melchizedek is dead or gone. He's still here. He always always will be here. Amen? Christ is a different dimension of Melchizedek. That's all. Jesus, rather. Jesus is a different dimension of Melchizedek because Jesus was termed as Jesus the Christ, which we just call him Jesus Christ, but it's supposed to be mentioned Jesus the Christ. Jesus the anointed. Hallelujah. Break it down to you. Jesus the Spirit of God, because Christ is the Spirit of God. Then Jesus said he cast out devils by the Spirit of who? God. How many can see it tonight? All right, Melchizedek is Christ. Hallelujah. But it was Christ in a different dimension. This same Christ descended and man. And that's when the name was called Jesus. Don't forget the angel said his name shall be called Jesus. How many is with me tonight? His name shall be called Jesus. Hallelujah. Now we explained that last night, that how there was five boys in our family. And each one of us, all of us are barbers. That's our last name, is the way they use today. It's really supposed to be our first name. Matter of fact, it's our name. But each of us have a title. My title is John. Are you listening to me? I had a group of people to jump and says, well, I'm just going to use this tonight. They said, well, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost is a title. I said, so is Jesus. You know that? Now, you want to go deep, we might as well face it. I'm not against nobody, but if we're going to face the scripture, let's face it. I wanted to correct people because people saying that's just a title. I said, so is Jesus a title, because the angel said his title should be Jesus. See, if your name is called, in other words, I'm a barber, but this barber is called John. So you know what that makes John? A title. Amen? So a lot of people say, well, Jesus is the name. No, Jesus, the name is called by Jesus. The angel say his name shall be called Jesus. That's what his name shall be called. Get this real good. My name is called John. But my name is Barbara. How many is with me tonight? I am a barber because I descend from the barber. And I'm a barber, John Barber. But the title is John, but I am a barber. Can you see it? The angel told Mary his name shall be called Jesus. But before that, it was prophesied that his name shall be called Emmanuel. Simply means God with us. See what I'm talking about? How many realize that the Bible don't go against itself? That's why some people go around preaching, well, the Bible contradicts itself. No, it don't. If you get an understanding, it tells us in Revelation, it tells us also in the scripture, in all of your getting, get a what? Understanding. Somebody say glory. Amen. We've got to get an understanding. You know what? There is a lot of churches, denominations that's fighting each other. You know what they're fighting each other over? The same thing. And don't even realize it. They done took a blade of grass and split it down the middle and fighting over and don't even realize it's the same piece of grass. Somebody said, all they need is an understanding. And God in all of his wisdom, he ain't going to send nobody to hell because they misunderstood something. Somebody said, glory. But you know who he gonna get us from not teaching the understanding of it. Somebody said, glory. He ain't going to get me because I'm going to tell the truth. Would you say amen? Scripture say, you shall know the truth and the truth shall what? Make you free. Amen. Set you free, make you free, it's the same. God's word is real. Amen. I used to say, set me free. Somebody jumped me on that once. And they have sense enough to see it's the same. Ain't no different. Hallelujah. But it says it's a misquote of scripture. It's the same meaning, just interpretation of the scripture. So you have to be careful. Sometimes when you interpret the scripture, you got to let the people know this is the interpretation so they don't jump you. Because some people, they don't know God. All they know is a letter. Somebody said glory. Like the scripture says, yea means you. Ye, rather, means you. Somebody said, you shall, oh no, that's wrong. The Bible said ye. Ye means you. Can you get this? That's what it means, you. You ain't gonna deceive nobody by saying you rather than ye. Would you say amen? Behold means to look. How many can see that? So these words, see what happened. This has been translated, broken down, and came down, so people have to realize it. All right, now. We are talking about Melchizedek. And our part with him. See, people don't realize that Melchizedek is. Are you with me? Melchizedek is. He ain't somebody that were. He is. Notice this again, the fourth verse, Psalms chapter 110, verse 4. We're into the depth of the word tonight. Psalms 110 and verse 4. Notice this. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. How many is with me tonight? Hallelujah.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
All right, go with me, please, to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19. This part is beautiful. He's talking about Christ. Hallelujah. But he's going to relate Christ with, or should I say, he's talking about Jesus. He's going to relate Jesus with Christ. Would you say amen? See, Melchizedek was Christ. Melchizedek is Christ. And Jesus is Melchizedek descended in the flesh. You said, preach it, I don't like this. I can't help it. This is scripture. Sixth chapter of Hebrews and verse 19. Notice this. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entered into within the what? Veil. How many is with me tonight? We're going to go deeper into the veil too, perhaps one night. whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made in high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, the seventh chapter goes into more detail of Melchizedek. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. We just read to you that which is found in 14th chapter of Genesis and along about the 18th verse and so on. Amen. The second verse, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that king of Salem, which is king of peace. The third verse. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continuously. Now that's the part that throw people off. That's the reason why they don't discuss, they don't talk too much about Melchizedek, because he had no beginning of days nor end of life. He had no parents. He was of no seed of this earth. That simply means, now what is that? That have no parents. No, none at all. That is of no seed. Notice this now. They is of no seed. That means without descent. Huh? Having neither beginning of days nor end of life. Is that, does that sound like a man to you? It sounds like spirit, don't it? You know what the spirit is? Christ. See, Christ is always. The name Jesus was given through when he descended through Mary. Would you say amen? Christ was that which were, that which is, and that which is to come, which it tells us in Revelation, which I'm about to get into. But how many can see where we're going tonight? Now, the part that is so beautiful, saint, that we are a part of this now. See, when Jesus said, Father, make them one with us, we are made one with the Christ. 8th chapter of Romans and verse 17, if children, then heirs. Heir of God and joint heir with who? Christ. Somebody say glory. Christ is spirit. But what it means when he says heir of God, the word and the spirit, what it plainly says, we are part of the eternal. We are part of the eternity. In other words, we are part of that. In other words, we are part of the always. If I would use the term, we are part of the always. Somebody said, well, where do you come from? You can say, I always were. You said, preacher, I don't like this. Oh, yes. The day you was born of the spirit, what did you become? What? Spirit. And if you are spirit, then you always were. Somebody said, glory. Do you know what eternal life means? Sometimes people need to look up the word eternity. It means without beginning or ending. Didn't Jesus say he would give you eternal life? Didn't he say he would give you life eternal? That means you have received life without beginning or end. That means you no longer have a beginning or end. And don't let nobody fool you, praise God. There is no need of celebrating your natural birthday, because really you don't have a natural birthday. Somebody said, I wonder why in the world that I walked in this place tonight. Saints, listen, don't leave now. It's too hot to leave now. Somebody said, glory. You know what happened? See, people has been shouting the victory without the victory. Now it's time that we shout the victory with the victory. Somebody said, glory. You know what? When Christ came into you, you became somebody. Before then, you was nobody. You might as well pray with me tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Before then, you was nobody. Hallelujah. But since Christ came into your life, you became somebody. Hallelujah. You know what? Like I showed you last night, what the scriptures say, we are brothers of angels. Fellow servant. Would you say amen? We are fellow servants of angels. That's what it says in Revelation. 22nd chapter of Revelation. We are fellow servant of angels. Do you realize what Jesus made us? See, a lot of people don't realize what Christ's death meant. The death of Christ meant something. But one thing about it, don't ever mention the death of Christ without mentioning the resurrection of Christ. Because if you don't mention the resurrection of Christ, honey, there is no authority in the death of Christ. Honey, when he rose is what made the death effective. All of the suffering that Jesus went through on the cross, that was nothing if Jesus wouldn't have rose. But when he rose, the price that he paid on the cross of Calvary. Somebody say glory. I tell you, I feel it working tonight. All right, what are we talking about? Melchizedek was nothing but Christ. He was the blueprint of Christ. He was that which Christ was made of. Like I say, you don't find too much history on Melchizedek because everybody didn't see him. Everybody didn't know him. Jesus said everybody don't know the Holy Ghost. That's the reason why he said he told those people, some of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he said, if Abraham was of your father, you would know me. I can go deep in that, huh? Didn't Abraham know Melchizedek? Huh? Matter of fact, Abraham was the only one really that wrote about him, to be honest with you. Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's fine in Psalms, but I tell you one thing about the book of Psalms. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't think it's all David writing, because it's not. Amen. Somebody said glory. You said, I know he's crazy now. It's time, when you get the Holy Ghost will teach you. Amen. Would you say amen? The Holy Ghost will teach you. But I tell you one thing, it goes all the way back, don't it? It goes all the way back. And I tell you one thing, honey, Melchizedek was way before Abraham. Jesus made it plain in the 8th chapter of St. John in verse 58, before Abraham was, I am. Somebody said glory. So preacher, you sound like a wild man. Let me tell you something. Listen, I believe the scripture. And I think it's time for God people to wake up and realize what is going on. Because through Jesus Christ, we are somebody. You know that we are somebody through Christ. Hallelujah. The authority that comes through Christ, that works in Christ, what is working in us. Am I right? Hallelujah. Turn around and take a hold of somebody's hand and say, I am the order of Melchizedek today. You said, preacher, I don't go along with that. Are we in the order of Christ? Do you know what the order is, the image and the likeness? Huh? Matter of fact, are we supposed to be the image of God? Are we supposed to be the likeness of God? Don't you have Jesus in you? Isn't he alive in you? Wouldn't that put you in the order of Melchizedek today? Somebody might as well say amen. You said, preacher, now I know you're crazy. I'm not. I'm not crazy. Praise God. This is real. God's word is real. Praise the Lord. You said, preacher, I never looked at it like this. Well, you can now. Saints, you know what? God, people, we are beginning to realize who we are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are the order. Get this real good. We are the order of Melchizedek today. Hallelujah. All that Christ is, we are. We contain Christ and all of Christ. Hallelujah. See, the day you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive all of Christ. See, that's why the devil don't want God people to receive the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Ghost come in, praise God, then you have all authority within you. Not some of it, but all of it. Praise God. All of authority. Would you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. You are somebody. And you know what? Listen. How can the Holy Ghost teach and guide us into all truth? Huh? How can the Holy Ghost teach and guide us into all truth unless he knows all truth? You said, preacher, what are you trying to show us tonight? You know what? Listen. The scriptures say, in all of your getting, get a what? In understanding. We are the order of Melchizedek today. We are the image of Melchizedek today. You know what Melchizedek is? The Christ. And I want you to know, when the scriptures say after his order, that means just like Melchizedek today. In other words, to be honest with you, he's Melchizedek today. How many believe it tonight? Amen. The third verse again. Hallelujah. The third verse again, and it reads, without father, that means he had no father. Earthly speaking now. He had no father. Without mother, he had no mother. Without descent, that means he did not sin from no earthly seed. Having neither beginning of days, that means He did not, there was no start for him. No end of life. That means there is no end for him. Now that word, without beginning or without end, means eternity. Amen. How many have eternal life? Amen. That means without beginning or ending. When I first looked that word up and found out the meaning of that word, you talking about somebody's mind being blown. Honey, my mind was blown. It blew my mind when I looked at that word up. I said, something's wrong here. But Jesus said, we have eternal life. And the word eternity means without beginning or without ending. Then I found out at that time, that which I didn't know too much about Melchizedek, but I knew that he was an eternal being. What is that is an eternal being spirit? Amen? No end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continuously. Are we the sons of God? First chapter, St. John, and verse 12. But as many that received him, to them gave he put what? Power to become what? The sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Wasn't he made like unto the Son of God? Do you know what maker? Do you know what the Son of God is? Priest. High priest of God. Anybody that's born of the Spirit, you become a son of God. You become a high priest of God. Notice that he was made like unto the Son of God. When Jesus termed as the Son of God? As a whole, the church, are we the sons of God? Put us all in the same area. High priest. The church, we as a whole is the high priest, because the high priest is the Spirit. Are you with me tonight? The high priest of God is the Spirit, which is the Christ. See, whenever you say Spirit, you're talking about Christ. That which is born of Spirit is Spirit. That which is born of Christ is Christ. You said, I don't like that, preacher. Can't help it. Amen. Jesus explained in the fourth chapter, St. John, in verse 24, God is a Spirit. Huh? Am I right? Melchizedek, the Spirit. See, the Spirit of God always were. It was the Spirit of God when the Lord says, and the Spirit moved upon the face of the deep, or the face of the water, and God said, let there be light. Before God spoke the word, the Spirit moved. Huh? When God breathed into the nostril of man the breath of life, it was his Spirit. He became a living soul. Living spirit in the flesh. Amen. In Ezekiel chapter 37 and along about the ninth verse, when Ezekiel prophesied to the four winds and commanded that the wind would breathe upon these slain, it was the Spirit. Can you see it? What we are talking about tonight is Christ, which means the Spirit. Now think about it. Melchizedek, being the Spirit of God, he was always. See, listen. If God's Spirit wouldn't have moved in that day, that wouldn't have been no God at all. You know why that was a temple? You know why that was a church? Because of the movement of his Spirit. Now, if there is no Spirit of Christ, if there is no Spirit, saints, we need to rest a little while and get the word and then shout. Am I right? A lot of us are shouting and death is dead. When I tell you, you know what? You can shake anything. And it'll shake for a while. That don't mean it's alive. Honey, sooner or later, it's going to stop shaking. Am I right? Honey, I know this is like a little violent, but we...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Used to raise chicken, you know, when you cut the head off, the thing be flapping around on the ground, but it's not alive, it's dead. So you don't go because it's moving. But everything that moves don't have to be alive. Take a hold of somebody here and say, you know that was the truth. You've been around people that moved all the time and just as dead. Twice dead, plucked up by the root and just wasn't buried. Somebody say glory.
Are you with me? Amen. See, like the scripture say, in all of your getting, get a what? And understand. Don't you know you are somebody? Christ is in you. And you are who Christ is. Somebody say glory. I like that verse. Heirs of God in joint heir with Christ. Glory to God. And Melchizedek is the Christ. Notice this again. First chapter of Revelation, verse 8. I am. This is. Praise God. When he says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, that's the same as I am. When you say I am, you cover that verse, the first chapter of St. John in verse 1. That's it? All right? So what did that prove? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, letting you know there is nothing else. That's I am. Praise God. So the first chapter of St. John in verse 1 means I am. Or is. You can just take that whole verse and put I-S there, capitalized, is. Or you can put A-L-L, all. All God. Is God or all God. Just put I am God, is God, all God. That verse means all the same. Somebody say glory. Like the verse just quoted, besides him, who else? Somebody say glory. I am Alpha and Omega. Alpha and Omega. That simply means all of it. Somebody say glory to God. In other words, I am all. This is it. Somebody say glory. Can you believe it? Are you with me tonight? This is beautiful. I am Alpha and Omega. The beginning. Not the beginning. The beginning. And the ending. In other words, this is it. This is it. Said the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. That would also take care of the first chapter of St. John, the verse 1. Somebody said glory. But what make it so beautiful, Jesus said, Father, make them one with us. So you know what that means? Somebody say, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you can say, I got it all in it. Somebody raise your hands and praise God tonight. Are you with me? Somebody say, I know he sounds like a crazy man. That's scripture. Honey, you got all of this in you. Don't forget now what Jesus said. All of this is in you. Let's go down to verse 11. Matter of fact, let's read the 10th verse, please. Verse 10 and 11. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, A through Z, all of it, the first and the last. Don't forget, we have this in us now. We are made one with him. Am I right? I tell you, this is wonderful tonight. Hallelujah. The 17th verse. Go down to the 17th verse. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Apparently he was slain by the Spirit. Amen. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. This is God. Feel the leaves now. Amen. Glory to God. How many is with me tonight? How many is getting this? Are you getting this? I like that part. I am the first and the last. Now somebody say, I'm the first president and I'm the last president. That simply means I'm the only president. Am I right? See, that used to be, I used to be in a little club, you know, boys had the club, you know, so one fellow, well, listen, I'm the first president and the last president. In other words, ain't gonna be no other president. It's the same man. Are you with me tonight? The 18th verse, I am he that liveth not alive now, but liveth. In other words, I am he that is going to keep on living. Liveth means live on. Am I right? And was dead, and behold, I am alive and forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Do you believe that Jesus have that? Having also realized that was the Spirit, which is the order of Melchizedek. You believe that? Are we one with Christ according to the 17th chapter of St. John in verse 21? Take a hold of somebody here and say, I am the order of Melchizedek. Do you realize what that means? All of this is you. Whatever it says in the first chapter of Revelation, verses 1 through 20, is you. How many believe it's the church? Isn't Christ in you? Didn't he emerge in you? Huh? Are you filled with him? That make you the order of Melchizedek. See, a lot of people going around saying, I'm saved. Jesus is living in me. Then who is Jesus? If he's the same Christ that we're talking about, then that make you somebody, don't it? And I've seen people that when you start, they say, oh yes, I have Christ within me. Honey, after I finished preaching, they wasn't for sure about it. You know something? Listen, it's time that we get into the Word. Are you listening to me tonight? Say, according to the Scripture, we are somebody. You know what Melchizedek, who he is? He is the Spirit, which has always been and always will be. When the angel told Mary, this which thou hast conceived is of the Holy Ghost, that simply means Melchizedek, which is the Christ. How did Jesus born? Wasn't he born by the Holy Ghost? So if the Holy Ghost Father Jesus, then Jesus would be the Holy Ghost Son with him. Am I right? So that's how he got the Christ part. Like I'm called John Barber. The Barber part of me came from a daddy. So Jesus, the angel told his name to be called Jesus. So his first name was Jesus, but he was the Christ, which is the Holy Ghost. Take a hold of somebody here and say, that's heavy, that's deep, but I'm eating, preacher. Somebody say glory. Can you see it tonight? Don't let nobody fool you. This is deep tonight. And listen, I wouldn't preach this if I didn't have scripture to back it up. Because you can get in trouble when you preach something that's not scriptural. Even though you know it's God, you don't preach it, brother. You don't have scripture to back it up. My sister, don't preach it, because you can get hung. Somebody say glory. But I want you to know, before I preach anything to you, I'm going to have the Bible. Hallelujah. You know why? Because without the Bible, how can you preach it? Amen. You know who bear witness with us? The Spirit and the letter. Honey, without the witnesses behind us, we can't preach nothing. Somebody say glory. So I'm getting ready to pray tonight, but I tell you, I feel a great anointing here. Huh? Don't forget, that's how you got his name, Jesus Christ. You know what my name is? John the Barber. John the Barber. Because I was born of that, my daddy, Alvin Barber, that's who I was born of. And he came from his daddy, Barber. His daddy came from his dad. His daddy came from, that's the way it goes. The name Barber came down through the generation. One seed, one person. You say, you don't preach it, I don't like it, I can't help it, it's the truth. Amen. See, the difference in a daughter and a son, the seed starts with the daughter, but it goes on with the son. And that's why Abraham wanted sons to carry his name on, his seed on, actually to carry him on. Huh? How many follow me tonight? Are you with this? So Melchizedek, the Holy Ghost, he wasn't called the Holy Ghost again. The Christ is the Holy Ghost. It's all the same. This is a preacher, I don't like this. Huh? You know what? See, we wasn't anointed until the Holy Ghost came upon us. Don't the anointing give you power? First chapter of Acts in verse 8, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, which is the Christ, which means anointed, you shall receive what? Power. Take a hold of somebody here and say, you know he got Bible? So now, do you know who we are now? Are you ready for this? Whatever your first name is, honey, you can put Christ on the last part of you. Because we are Christ. You said, preacher, I don't like that. Well, we might as well tear that part out when it says, Father, make them one with us.
The part where it says, that's 17th chapter of St. John in verse 21, 22, and 23. Father, make them one with us. 21. 22, the glory, which means the praise, which thou givest me, I've given them. 23, make them perfect in one. The word perfect means complete or whole. In other words, make them God. How many can see it? Can you see it? Somebody say glory. Listen, I tell you, I'm hot tonight. Like I told a group of people, I was at the radio on going to Kentucky, and a guy came singing a song, said, when I'm hot, I'm hot. When I'm not, I'm not. I said, the church needs to hear this. Hallelujah. You know what? I don't care what comes on, you can still get truth out of it. I just heard that part. When I'm hot, I was looking for some church space. It's hard to find when you're traveling, you know. You hear a good song about it, you drive about 5 miles and fade out on it. Hear a good preacher, you ever did that? You drive about 5 or 10 miles, just when he get good, he fade out. Hallelujah. So I was looking and I heard this thing, when I'm hot, I'm hot. When I'm not, I'm not. I said, that sound like, that's preaching by. When they hot, they hot. And when they hot, but you might as well forget it. And that's the scripture. He says, your heart are cold. If you lukewarm, you do what? It don't take me long to get the message. How many believe it tonight? I feel a flow of God. Take a hold of somebody here and praise God and say, I am the order of Melchizedek. You know that? We are. We are the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. We are Christ's descendants. We are Christ's descendants. You know that? Jesus was Melchizedek's descendant. Don't forget now, he was termed as the priest of the Most High God, right? Was the spirit of the high God, the spirit of the Most High God overshadowed Mary? Same, priest of the Most High God, the anointed. And Mary gave birth to the seed of that spirit, which was Christ. And the angels said, now call his name Jesus. Nothing but Christ descended in the flesh, which is Melchizedek. Yeah. Don't forget the scripture said Melchizedek was a king by this continually. That's right. Continually. Amen. Now, Christ descended from the spirit, which is Melchizedek. It's still Melchizedek because don't forget what the scripture says. There is no beginning of days, no end of life. He's a priest abideth continuously. So if Jesus would take over, what happened to Melchizedek? All Melchizedek is Christ. Jesus was Melchizedek descended in the flesh. It's still Melchizedek. He ain't changed. Amen. The pattern ain't changed because the similitude and order is a pattern. You make a dress or a suit out of a pattern. You know what that would be? It would be in the order of the pattern which you cut it out of. Or the similitude. Or the likeness or the image. It all means the same. Same thing. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many can see it tonight? Raise your hands and say glory. Are you still with me? Don't let nobody fool you. This is heaven tonight. Praise God. It's heaven. But you know what? Now you're beginning to realize who you are. See, a lot of people, they're afraid to cast out devils because they don't even know they have the power. I was taught in church when we got saved, don't lay hands on the sick because it might jump on you. Huh? You know what that was teaching? That was false teaching. And the people that got the people's sickness upon them, it simply means something was missing in you. Because the scripture says, he that is within you is greater than he that is in the world. Huh? Somebody say glory. I don't care what nobody says. The Holy Ghost is greater than he that's in the world. And if you got the Holy Ghost in you, don't be afraid of no devil. Honey, if anything, them demons is worried about what they going to get from you. With the same ass. Glory to God. I tell you one thing. I want you to try this sometime. Amen. You can go into a place where they are just very evil. And in your mind, real loud in your mind, in your heart, start to sing Jesus, Jesus. Real loud in your mind, in your heart. And I guarantee everybody in that place to turn around and start looking at you. And the one that don't pay any attention to you is the one that don't have demons in them. Them demons and the people would look at you. You know why? Because them demons can hear that name. I tried it many times. I played with it. Amen? But now there are some people that want to fake them because they are not really, they might be sinners, but they are not demon-possessed. Some people, when you start meditating upon Jesus, they'll want to get close to you because they're really seeking God in their heart. When you take them kind that want to get out of the way, and you better be careful, they might want to pick up stuff. I've had people walk up to me for no reason at all and just curse me out. And the way you really get them, just have a big old smile. You know something? If you can upset them demons like that, you done already won. Huh? I was getting my car washed a few weeks ago and drove to the car lot and just had this tape on, you know, and just rejoicing, praising God and all in the spirit and just meditating. So I drove, you know how the people drive, turn the corner and go through the car wash, you know? So I was waiting. So this person jumped into the car, mad, looked like he was all mad, and backed up real fast. So I blowed, you know? I didn't know for sure the person saw me because the person was upset. This other man just started cursing, using words like this. The words are so long that you carry it in the center like it's a flag on the side, you know. Just using them big words. And I just looked at him, you know. And out of my heart, I said, all you're doing is hurting yourself. Because can't no demon curse me. You know, how many didn't know that? Huh? Do you know only God can curse? You didn't know that, did you? They might can use some old illogical words which don't make any sense. But do you know nobody can curse you? How many, are you with me? Are we in the spirit? Are we born in the spirit? Do you realize that in Revelation said, and there shall be no more curse? We are in that realm where we cannot be cursed. So what difference what they call you? You can't be cursed. I know people can't curse you. You know what they're doing? They're cursing themselves. I like to tell them, listen, you better cool it. You know, you hurt yourself. You hurt me. You cursing yourself. You can't curse. It is impossible for the devil to curse God. Take a hold of somebody here and say, I am the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. We are winners. We ain't only, somebody said, we are only winning inside. I used to say that too. It all depends on how you want to use it. Honey, we done won. Ain't winning, we done won. The fight is over. When Jesus said, Father, into thy hand, I command my spirit. Don't let nobody fool you, honey. The battle is over. And the day he rose with the victory. Somebody say glory. You know that? We are the order of Melchizedek. We are. There's no defeat in Christ. No way. There's no defeat. You can't be defeated in Christ. All right. Amen. If he's in you, you part of him, he's part of you, you can't be defeated. Then if you are defeated because Christ, you and Christ split up somewhere down the road. He done dropped it. Praise God. Amen. How many can see it tonight? You know what? Listen. Unless people see the demonstration of this, how in the world are they going to be saved? There are people going around confessing. They sang a song, Confess and Be Free. I never forget that I was in one church one night and we were singing that song, It Do Something to You and Set My Sinful Soul on Fire. Everybody was singing. I wasn't paying too much attention. I was reading out of the book and just singing. And my wife tapped me on the shoulder and says, are we saved? I said, yeah. And what it means, set our sinful soul on fire. I said, I was feeling good there for a while, you know. Hey, there was a church pipe that night. Everybody was just singing. We was enjoying ourselves. And you got to pay attention. I wasn't paying attention. And I thought about this. I don't have no sinful soul. Absolutely, I'm forgiven. If I have a sinful soul, I have no business ministering, preaching the gospel. How can a sinner save anybody? Huh? Am I right? I thought about that. You have to be careful what you're saying. You have to be careful what you say, even what you think. How many can see it tonight? Somebody said, well, I don't do anything wrong. But you know what? You can think defeat and be defeated. You know the thing, you know the reason why a lot of people ain't healed? Because a lot of the people that's praying for the people say, what if it don't happen? What if the blind don't see? What if the deaf don't hear? What if the lame don't walk? How many have been attacked with that voice? All right. One time a man came up and was sick. And before I realized, I told him, church, he's going to be healed. And the devil came at me. And I said, Satan, what have I to lose? Think about it. I didn't speak for John Bob. I spoke for God. How many can see it tonight? The problem is right now, we have been so programmed with doubt that we can't speak at all for God. All we can speak is within the image which we are. Honey, you are the whatever you know what? You can only speak through the image which you are. That's the reason. You know why we're afraid to speak faith? Because we are in the image of doubt. You take people that back up and afraid to speak that word out. Let me tell you something. Listen, if you put that word out, you stand on it. Jesus said in 11th chapter of Mark and verse 23, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt in your heart, but believe those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Somebody said glory. Huh? How many believe the word tonight? I tell you, I feel a move of God tonight. Do we have anyone to play the piano, play music tonight? If you're here, I want you to come forward now. At this time, everybody just open up. I feel a flow of Christ. Praise God. Tomorrow night, as far as we know, might be our last night. If God says further, we'll let you know tomorrow night. Amen. But I tell you, this is a revival. You know this? This is a revival. Amen. So I want you to come. Make sure you come to find out exactly what we're going to do. Amen. Because this is a revival, and God is doing great things. How many feel the movement of the Spirit? I tell you, I feel God moving right now. I feel such a move of God. We are the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek always were. He is and always will be. Because it's Melchrist. Jesus is Melchizedek descended in flesh, which is the Spirit of God. Would you say amen? Do you know why that we call granddaddy? Do you know what granddaddy means? Grandfather is father. Do you know that? It's the same father. It ain't no different. Grandmother, same mother. People didn't know that. Yeah. You know that? Whoever your father, daddy is your daddy. You call him granddaddy because of the distance of the seed. But it's the one seed. It's the daddy. Yeah. The mother which gives the body. That's your mother. Your grandmother is your mother. Your great-grandmother is your mother. All the way back, it's really mother. It's like mother number one, mother number two, mother number three, but it's all the same. Huh? You walk up to a tree and say, this is a branch, this is a log, and this is a root. But all together is what? Tree. Huh? How many can see it tonight? A lot of people didn't know that. You know that? Oh, no, he's not my father. He's just my grandfather. He's your father. But depends on where about your father, why you call him your grandfather. Because the seed that brought forth your daddy is the seed that brought forth you. One seed. You take an apple seed, what do you see? All the way back to the beginning. That apple seed is the same seed that God created. God just created one apple seed. God did not create apple seeds. He created one apple seed. And from that one apple seed, all the nature of apple came from that one seed. A seed, one seed. Third chapter of Galatians and verse 16. How many believe it? How many is ready tonight? I tell you, there is such a move of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister, I want to minister to you, please. You that hold a little baby, yes, will you come forth? All of you, I want you to be much in prayer at this time. Be much in prayer. Sister, I feel a double portion for you tonight. And I want you to get ready for it right now. Someone stand by. With her, praise God. Get ready for it because the power of God is going to overshadow you. And sister, I see where you actually woke up. You became awakened. You became awakened into a whole new you. And God says, go forth in the power of his word. Raise your hand to Jesus right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, receive it. My God. I tell you, God is moving tonight. I feel such a move of God tonight. Come up here, sister. Praise God. Sister, I want you to come next. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just keep your minds on Jesus. Just keep praying with us. Glory to God. You know what? Your ministry, sister. God is perfecting your ministry. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is the Spirit that anoints you. It is the Spirit that gives the anointing. It is the Spirit of God that brings forth God. And sister, that's what you abide in. And God says, out of you, out of your very substance, which is your belly, your very substance, your very soul, your very life, your very being, shall flow blessing and prosperity. Raise your hand to Jesus right now. By the power of the gospel. Somebody say glory. Come up here, sister. Praise God. I tell you, I feel the flow of God tonight. I feel the flow of God tonight. Sister, I want to pray for you next. Raise your hand to Jesus right now. Sister, through a child, you really has been put through it. But God says, it's over now. And sister, after this very hour, you're going to start seeing a difference in everything. And sister, the Lord says, rejoice, because you have paid a price. You went through something, sister, that's unbelievable. But God wants you to know that tonight is your night. Raise your hand to Jesus right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, receive it. My God. I feel the flow of Christ tonight. Glory to God. You took enough pressure on you to drive you insane. And Satan literally has worked on your mind. There are some things that you wouldn't dare tell anybody that you could feel come over you. You could actually feel yourself slipping. You could feel yourself like you were about to fall into a pit. Looked like the very demon forces of hell came against you. Satan was trying to destroy your mind. You cried bitter tears. I mean, they were bitter. And you laid before God and says, why? And finally the Lord spoke and said, you are blessed and not cursed. Because for a while it looked like you was cursed with a curse. But God said, you are blessed and not cursed. I feel the flow of Christ tonight. Sister, you've been through something, but it's over now. And the Lord says, all the way now, it's going to be downhill. Glory to God. It takes a lot of pressure, a lot of gas, a lot of scuffing to climb that hill with that car. But after you get on top, now it's downhill. And sister, it's downhill all the way, says God. Raise your hand to Jesus right now. By the power of the God. Glory to God. Stand behind me. That's it. I tell you, God is moving tonight. Somebody raise your hands and praise God. Come up here, young lady. Wonderful Jesus. Praise God. I tell you, God is moving tonight. Glory to God. Sister, I want you to get ready tonight. You know what? You're going to feel like fire is going to go through you. Sister, the Holy Ghost is going to manifest through you like you never felt it before. Get ready for it right now. Get ready for it right now. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it. Receive it. Receive it. It's all over you right now. That's it. That's it. Receive it right now. The Holy Ghost is all over you. Receive it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's it. Let him bless you right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister, can I minister to you, please? Yes, come up here right now. Wonderful Jesus. Praise God. I want this sister all the way in the back.